off. Allah is Almighty. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Qaf. Allah is Almighty. The glorious Quran bears witness to it. Behold, these disbelievers wonder that there has come to them a warner who hails from among themselves. And the disbelievers say, "This is a strange thing. What? When we are dead and reduced to dust, shall we be raised to life again? This sort of return is highly impossible. We know how much of them the earth consumes and how much it adds to them. We have with us a book that preserves everything. Nay, the truth of the matter is that they denied the truth when it came to them, and so they are in a state of confusion. Do they not look at the sky above them, how we have made it and decked it out fair, so that it has no flaws? Do they not look at the earth, how we have spread it out and stretched it forth, and set firm mountains in it, and caused to grow in it every beautiful species of growth? We have done all this so that it may serve as a source of enlightenment and a means of admonition to every servant of ours who turns to us. And we send down from the clouds water which is of great utility and blessings, and we cause to produce with it gardens and grains of the crop that is reaped, and tall and stately palm trees laden with spathes, cluster over cluster, to serve our servants for sustenance, and by means of this water we raise the dead land to life. That is how the resurrection shall come to be. The people of Noah denied the hereafter before them, and so did the people of the Ras, and the tribe of Thamud, and the tribe of Ad, and Pharaoh, and the kinsmen of Lot, and the dwellers of the thicket, and the people of Tubba. All of them cried lies to the messengers of God, so that my threatened punishment duly befell them. Are we wearied with the first creation, that we will not be able to create them the second time on the day of resurrection? The fact is that they are in confusing doubt about a new creation. We created a human being, and we know what dark suggestions his mind makes to him. We are nearer to him than even his jugular vein. Behold, the two recording angels sitting one on his right and one on his left go on preparing the record of his deeds. He utters not a word, but it is noted down by a guardian angel of his who stands ready by his side to record his words. O people, the stupor of death has truly to come. This is the thing which you were trying to avoid. And the trumpet shall be sounded. That will be the day, the warning of which has already been given. And every soul shall come forth to account for his deeds. He will be accompanied by an angel who shall drive it, and an angel who shall bear witness. When we shall say, "Certainly you were heedless of this day, but now we have removed from you your veil, and your sight is very sharp this day." And his other angel companion, who will come to bear witness, shall say, "Here is the record of his deeds, ready with me." The sentence will be, "Cast you too, angels, yes, cast into Gehenna every hardened, disbelieving enemy of truth. Forbidder of good, transgressor, entertainer of doubts, who sets up for worship another deity besides Allah. So cast you too, yes, cast him into the severe punishment." The disbeliever will blame his evil associate, who will say, "O our Lord, it was not I that seduced him to transgress, but he himself was deeply sunk in error." He, God, will say, "Dispute not with each other in my presence. I had already given you the warning of this punishment beforehand. The judgment given by me cannot be changed, and I am not at all unjust to my servants. On that day, we will ask Gehenna, are you filled up with the inmates of the hell? It will go on saying, expressing its state, are there any more that I can take? On that day, paradise will be brought near to those who had become secure against evil. It will be no more a thing distant from them. It will be said, here is that paradise you were promised. It is for those who turned to their Lord again and again, seeking his mercy and observed his laws with care. Those who stood in awe of the gracious God in the heart of their hearts, even unseen, and came to him with a heart turned in sincere devotion to him. Enter this paradise in peace. This is a period lasting forever. They will have there all that they desire, and we have in store much more than this to give them. So many a guilty generation, who were mightier than these people in powers, have we destroyed for their wrongs before them. They journeyed from land to escape, but we seized them with our punishment. Was there any asylum for them to take refuge? All this contains a lesson for every such person as has an understanding heart, or gives ear while his mind is attentive. And verily, we created the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them in 6 aeons, and no weariness even touched us. So bear with patience what they say, and glorify your Lord with his praises, and extol his holiness before sunrise and sunset, and celebrate his praises during parts of the night and after prescribed prostrations in your prayers. Reader, hearken, on the day when one that calls will call from a place quite near, the day they hear the inevitable mighty blast, that will be the day of coming forth from the grave. It is we who give life and cause death, and to us is the final return of all. The day when the earth shall cleave asunder from above the people, and they be revealed, they will come rushing forth. It will be easy for us to raise them to life and gather them together. We are well aware of what they say. You are not one to overawe them, and cannot reform them by means of force. Therefore, pay no heed to what they say, rather admonish with the Quran such of them as shall fear my warning.